Welcome to the Moment in Ministry podcast. In a world that's filled with fear and anxiety, it is now, more than ever, imperative that those which are called by Christ's name turn and look upon Him.
Hello again, this is Steve Dammer for a Moment in Ministry. Today we got Pastor A.J. Potter from Iowa, and so I'm going to have him introduce himself.
Hello, my name is A.J. Potter. I pastor at Pleasantville Baptist Church. And I grew up in a pastor's home. My dad graduated from Fairhaven Baptist College in 1984. I grew up in a pastor's home, came here to Fairhaven Baptist, graduated in 2002. Then I went to work for my father-in-law in 2002 as a youth director. And then for the last 10 years, I've been pastor at Pleasantville Baptist Church. And so have my wife, who also grew up in a pastor's home. And we have four children, age 16 down to age 9.
All right, so you mentioned your background, and the reason I think it's neat is that, so you grew up in a pastor's home, your wife grew up in a pastor's home, you've been an assistant, then you've been a pastor, you have a lot of different experience with that, experiences I haven't had, okay? So my kids have, and my wife, but not me. So what we wanted to do is talk a little bit about the balance of life and ministry. So what are some things that you've kind of seen that the ministry life puts a toll on marriage? So maybe some concepts there.
Sure, yeah. I think in ministry, obviously as a pastor, just so busy, we're always serving other people, always involved in other people's lives. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're so busy taking care of other people, we fail to take care of the home front at times. And one of the things that has helped our marriage and our family ministry is just being sensitive to my wife, and she's the one that knows when my attention is not where it needs to be, or if I'm focused on the ministry and neglecting her in a sense of not spending time with her. And I think that's part of the ministry, is you just want to solve everybody's problems, and so you're always trying to help others, but you don't realize that maybe your own wife has needs, and your own wife has emotional needs or spiritual needs, and it's very important. She needs to be with the family, your first ministry, but the ministry certainly can take a toll on that, and I've just learned that it's important to listen to her as she's, you know, sharing her needs with me, and you know, just being careful, you know, just not to, you know, be gone every evening and not available to talk, or rushing in and then you got to rush right back out, and she wants to talk, she needs to talk, and you don't have time, you've been talking to people all day, so you're just ready to shut down and not listen. So that ministry can take a toll, you know, on a marriage in that way.
All right, so let's just deal kind of quickly with the marriage idea. So maybe a couple ideas. You brought a couple ideas that I know I've tried to put in place within a marriage. You know, everybody has different ideas of how to do that, but maybe just a quick couple of things that you found that have helped you in that area.
Sure. And I think just taking time in a week or a couple times a month just to get away with your wife and, you know, not with the kids, but, you know, maybe it's a date night or whatever, just to get away, or taking the time. Maybe the kids are in bed and now you have that little bit of time before you're going to go to sleep, but just talking or unwinding, or taking time over a lunch or a breakfast and just communicating, because schedules can get so busy that she's going one way, I'm going the other, and we don't communicate on what's happening, and that can cause some tension in a marriage. But taking time throughout the week just to talk and talk through things and make sure you have that private quality time together.
Yeah. So another thing that I've done, and I talk to my kids about this. So usually I always have something that we do as a family every year, but then I also tell them that mom and dad are going to do something. And the reason is that we were here before you, we're going to be here after you, and I like her a lot more. Mm-hmm. So, and that's helped me in our marriage.
Yeah. And I think that's important too, to make sure even with the kids that your wife isn't somewhere in the background.
Yep.
But making sure that she knows that she's the number one priority. That gives her security, and security is very important for a pastor's wife.
Yeah.
Because maybe ladies of the church are always coming up and trying to talk and get counsel and get wisdom, and she needs the security to know that she's the most important woman in your life.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, you're spreading yourself out to all these other ladies, not in a wrong way,
right,
but just in a counseling way, in a pastoral way. And she needs that security to know that you're willing to take the time and invest into her.
All right, so we dealt with marriage, so now let's turn to the children. And you have a unique perspective because you grew up in a pastor's home, and now you are a pastor and you have kids in your home. So the ministry has a toll on children,
right,
and your family. So what are some things you've seen there? And then we'll kind of do the same thing. What are some things that maybe put in place?
Right. When I was growing up in a pastor's home, one of the things, I didn't realize it at the time, but looking back, I can see, because now I'm trying to do that with my kids, mm-hmm, is just the idea of ministry is never more important than the kids. If our kids are always finding out, like, oh, we can't do that because we have this going on at the church, and we can't do that because I have to go here, to minister, I got to go to the hospital, and you can't be involved with that because we have this going on at the church. And I think it almost gives them a bitter attitude toward the church, and a bitter attitude towards, man, if it weren't for the church, I could do something.
Yeah.
And so for us, and maybe not everyone does this, but when my boys, especially younger, they wanted to play in Little League baseball and basketball, and we never skipped church, obviously, for a game. But if they had a game on a Saturday morning, we went to the game and then just did our bus visiting or soul winning in the afternoon.
Right.
Because I think it puts a bad taste in the mouth when church takes away everything fun, in a sense, that they could do. And that's what my parents did with me. And it helped me have a proper, almost a desire to be in the ministry, because ministry was not a big fight between what I wanted to do and what the church was pulling on my own father as a pastor. And so what we've tried to do with our kids is if they want to do something, we're not going to say, no, we can't, because it's soul winning time, or we got this going on, or this activity. We try to let them live their life to an extent, still keeping a testimony, still doing right, but not making the church a negative aspect of their life.
Right.
Their friends get to do this, but I can't because I go to church, type of thing, or my dad's the pastor, so I can't do this. So we've tried to be careful with that.
Yeah. And I know, as I've dealt with my kids, sometimes there are some negative things that happen, because I used to think, that, well, man, it's unfair, they're looking at my kids. But actually, as you go to the Bible, the church is told to. It's told to look at the kids. So what I've tried to do is just help them understand that. Just say, hey, just so you know, the reason they're doing that is because the Bible told them to do that. Mm-hmm. But then maybe list out some of the negatives and advantages. So here's some of the disadvantages that we're seeing, but are there some advantages? Well, one thing, just in this last year, one of my kids had something happen, and it was amazing, the outflow of love.
Right.
So we sat and we thought about that, and I said, you know what? I think that's an advantage.
Right.
Because I don't know that every kid in our church would have had that.
Right.
And so I think helping them to see that, yes, sometimes there is some disadvantages, but you know what? We'll take those and we'll bring those before God, and pray about them and kind of deal with them. But sometimes I think we just avoid it.
Right.
So.
And we've always done. We've tried to do a good job of, anytime something big happens, something fun happens, a blessing comes, we always point out the only reason this has happened is because Mom and Dad are in the ministry. Our kids have been on foreign fields, on missions trips. Kids your age don't get to go to London.
Right.
But because your dad's a pastor, you got to do this. Kids your age don't get to experience, the outpouring of love for our family, but because you're a pastor's kid, this is why. And so we've tried to put a positive spin on the ministry, in the sense that you get to do this because your dad's a pastor. And and me and my wife, we try very hard. We never talk negatively about the ministry in front of the kids. There are negative aspects, but it's not a family conversation. It's me and my wife. in a private sense,
yes,
talking about a negative situation, because we don't
right
want to give our children a negative connotation
right
to the ministry.
Yep.